Hello, everyone. Welcome to Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Castanas. Today's date is November 28th, 2021. This is episode 82, season 4. Today, I will talk about my memories of watching classic Christmas TV episodes. The previous podcast episode, I talked about Christmas TV specials, but this is about television shows that their themes were Christmas. So this should be a lot of fun. And right now the program will go into a commercial break. And this program is brought to you by Norelco Electric Razors. And a lot of people remember this commercial fondly. They used to play it all the time in the 70s and 80s. I doubt they play it now. So here it is from, here is Norelco Electric Razors from the 1970s. Enjoy, everybody.
Christmas is a time for closeness, and closeness is what Norelco razors are all about. The shiny new silver rotary razors in cord and rechargeable models with 36 blades, 9 closeness settings, and no gotchas. And the Ladybugs, the ladies' razors that really work. And the Ladybug Salon, a ladybug razor plus 11 grooming attachments. Norelco, even our name says Merry Christmas.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed that commercial. I love this commercial so much, where Santa Claus is swooshing down in the country, you know, on the snow, like a toboggan on a Norelco electric razor. I can't say that word. Jesus, that's terrible. You know, excuse me. So I love that commercial so much. I remember watching it. They used to show that if they had a Christmas special on, mostly on CBS, maybe other networks. I don't know if they showed it like during The Grinch or other, you know, other TV shows, but I love it. So you can find it on YouTube if you are interested or just need to be entertained. Okay. So like I said before, episode 81, I talked about my memories of watching Christmas TV specials, like, for example, The Grinch, Frosty the Snowman, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Today, I will talk about Christmas TV episodes that deal with the holidays, and some were copied, some were memorable, and some were pretty awful. So there's a long list. There are countless ones, countless from the 50s to now. So I will not talk about all of them, just the ones I remembered, and because there's so many, but I will go down a list. I would just read off the what TV shows had Christmas episodes, but I will talk about two or three that I loved, and watching it on television that dealt with Christmas. So here we go. Okay. Here's the first. I'll go down the list. So these, the first ones I will discuss are dramas, crime dramas. So I won't go into, like I said before, I won't discuss like everyone because there's so many. So maybe from the 60s and 70s, if it might jar in memory. So here we go. First one was 21 Jump Street. They had a Christmas episode. I'll just read off the TV shows. The Avengers, Chips. Let's see what else. Hardcastle McCormick. Hill Street Blues had one. Kojak. Kung Fu. They did not have one. Excuse me. Okay. McCloud. That starred Dennis Weaver. The Mod Squad. Murder, She Wrote. at a Christmas episode. Here's a, from the 50s, The Naked City. I don't know if a lot of people remember that. There was NYPD Blue had one. Policewoman starring Angie Dickinson. And here's an oldie, Racket Squad from 1952. Oh, that was like around the time I Love Lucy was airing. Riptide from the 80s. The Rookies, the cop show from 1974. Simon and Simon from the 80s. Spencer for Hire starring Robert Urich. Starsky and Hutch. And SWAT. Not the one that's current. The SWAT, the first version of SWAT from 1975. T.J. Hooker. The Untouchables in the 60s. And Vegas and Wise Guy from the 80s. Okay. Also, Adam 12. Had one, Alfred Hitchcock Presents, Cagney and Lacey, Dragnet, had, from two versions of Dragnet, the one in the 50s, one in the 60s, Heart to Heart, Hawaii 5-0. No, I'm sorry, that's the current one, not from the 70s, they didn't have one. Jake and the Fat Man, oh, they had two episodes with Rebel Conrad, I love that show. Also Magnum P.I., Matlock. Let's see. Scarecrow and Mrs. King, starring Kate Jackson and Bruce Boxleitner, which is from Chicago. Let's see what. Okay, now we have medical dramas. For example, there was Ben Casey, Medic. That was from the 50s. St. Elsewhere had one. Okay, and Trapper John and D, starring Pernell Roberts from Bonanza. That was Chicago Hope. Dr. Kildare, starring Richard Chamberlain, had two episodes. ER, had almost every year. Every year. Okay, and now we go into Supernatural stories. Amazing Stories from the 80s that was, I think, produced by Steven Spielberg. They had one. Beauty and Beast from that starred Ron Perlman and Linda Hamilton. Buffy the Vampire Slayer had one. Okay, and let's see. They had a Christmas episode on The Night Stalker, you know, Kolchak, starring Darren McGavin. That was with the episode with the werewolf. You know, I'll discuss about that show one day. It's very interesting. The Man from U.N.C.L.E. from the 60s. Night Gallery had a Christmas episode. Let's see, what else? Quantum Leap. $6 Million Man. It was titled A Bionic Christmas Carol. Oh, nice. Let's see, what else? Okay, and there were other... Highway to Heaven, starring Michael Landon. Okay. Lois and Clark had one. Tales from the Dark Side from the 80s. Oh boy. And also Twilight Zone. Twilight Zone had a, there were three episodes, but there was one that was very, that was prominent. It was starred Art Carney from the Honeymooners, and it was called The Night of the Meek. And that was videotaped. It was one of four episodes, and that's from 1960. And I love that episode. It was very nice. Also, there was Wonder Woman starring Linda Carter. Okay, and teen dramas, let's see, anything here? No. 90210 had Christmas episodes, like almost every year. Melrose Place in the 90s. Let's see, Party of Five. Okay, and now let's see what else. Westerns, you know, a lot of them. I'll just read the ones that a lot of people are familiar. Like, for example, The Big Valley, starring Barbara Stanwyck. Daniel Boone, starring Fess Parker. Here Come the Brides, starring Bobby Sherman. I love that show. It ran for 2 years. The Life of Times of Grizzly Adams, starring Dan Haggerty, based on the movie. That was good. Also, Lone Ranger had one. Rawhide, starring Clint Eastwood. Wanted Dead or Alive from the start of Steve McQueen. Also, the Wild Wild West at a Christmas. It was, maybe they were not totally Christmas episodes, but there was something, you know, Christmas, like some parts feature Christmas. So, okay. And there was Bonanza. They had two stories, Gunsmoke, Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman, Have Gun with Travel, starring Richard Broome. Little House on the Prairie. Let's see, Wagon Train. Okay, and let's see what else. No. Okay, that I think that's enough for dramas. So let's go to let's see what else. China Beach had one. The Fall Guy. No, not this one. Let's see, Lou Grant had one starring Ed Asner. Had a Christmas episode. I remember seeing that one. That was good. Midnight Caller for star Gary Cole. Let's see what else. No, that's it. Okay, and let's see. We'll keep going. Dynasty had a Christmas episode, but very remotely. You know, they had that. Let's see, also the TV show Family starred Christy McNichol. They had four. They had one every year. That's amazing. You know, they had one. I miss that show so much. There was Hotel from the 80s. L.A. Law had one. Let's see. The Waltons, of course. Almost every year, they had a Christmas episode. Okay, and let's see. BJ and the Bear had one. It only ran like a year or two. Doogie Howser M.D. had one. Dukes of Hazzard had one. Eight is Enough. I remember this one. This was a classic. I like that one. Let's see. Oh, of course. Northern Exposure had one from the 90s. Okay, Alec McBeal had one. There's a lot, you know. So I won't go through all of them. So, yeah, Moonlight had one, The Wonder Years. Okay, now we go for sitcoms. Now, I will talk about maybe two or three. We'll see. It depends on time. One of my favorite Christmas episodes is from The Honeymooners, and a lot of people love The Honeymooners. See, I know it's been on for 60 years, you know, almost close to it. Or no, like 50, yeah, it's been a long time. 60, 65 years, yeah. And the famous episode in Honeymooners was where Ralph got Alice a present, and it was a box to keep hairpins in. And he thought it was a very special gift, but it was a lot of people buying from the novelty stores. I won't go into the episode because there's so many classic scenes and it's hilarious. And one stood up where he hid the present under the refrigerator, but there was the bedpan in there. And when Ed Norton saw, Ralph asked Ed Norton to go take a look at it, he thought it was the bedpan. There's so many classic scenes like that. I won't go into everything, but it's, you know what's funny? You watch it, even though it's a Christmas episode, you can watch it any time of the year. That's what's great about it. Yeah, it's very nice. Also, the other one from the 50s was I Love Lucy. Now, this one, when I Love Lucy was syndicated in the 60s or maybe early 50s, they never showed the Christmas episode. I don't know why. At the time, they thought, nah, who wants to watch a Christmas episode like in March or July? So they never shown it until in the 90s or later like that. And I never seen it. And that show consisted of their son, Little Ricky, waiting for Santa Claus. And while he went to bed, Fred and Ethel brought him a Christmas tree, brought the family, that is. And while they're reminiscing about, you know, past episodes, Fred trimmed the tree, but he got too carried away and it was practically bald. So he ran out and got another one. He was persuaded by Ethel. And there was some clips, you know, they reminisce and all that. And it was a good show. And when they showed it on CBS for the first time, I liked it. But according to some sources, Lucille Ball did not like that episode because, I don't know, she watched it on television. She felt strange and it's bizarre. I think she mentioned it was too Twilight Zone. She didn't like it at all. And so I guess, I don't know, maybe it was the Santa Clauses because they all dressed up as Santa Claus at the end. And then the real one showed up. So I guess that's what it was. But she never particularly cared for that episode. But they showed it every year for the past, I don't know, 20 years. But now this year I heard they're not going to show it at all. But you can still buy it on DVD, which is fine. That's a shame. And another episode that stood out was The Brady Bunch. I like that one a lot. That's one of my favorites, where it was in the first season. And they all celebrated Christmas as a family. And Carol was supposed to sing at church on Christmas Day, but she got laryngitis and she couldn't sing. And there were some funny scenes where one particular Alice, the housekeeper, was trying to home remedy, and she was making something smell awful, and then she put it in a towel and tried to give it to Mrs. Brady, and it stunk. So. But it did work. And at the end, she regained her voice and she sang at Christmas, and it was beautiful because Florence Henderson was a beautiful singer. And that one stood out the most. I like that one a lot. And those are my three favorites. Okay, so I'll read off the list again for sitcoms. I'm not going to read all of them. There's so many. So this is from the 60s and 70s. Okay, here we go. Maybe the 80s. We'll see. Okay, Addams Family had one. Amos and Andy from the 50s had one. Andy Griffith. Now, that's a classic. Yeah, I love that one. It's not one of my favorites, but it was... I remember Aunt B bringing the Christmas turkey in the jail, you know, we're in the sheriff's office. And that's a wonderful show. Oh, episode, that is. Yeah, and they sang Away in a Manger. That was beautiful. Let's see, what else? A lot of them. Let's see. Car 54 had one. Chico and the Man had one. I'll just read up the list. Ah, there's another favorite of mine, Dick Van Dyke Show. They had the Alan Brady Show Presents. They show clips on WGN Channel 9. I remember that in the 70s and 80s. And they all sang... let's see, Rob, Laura, Buddy, and Sally sang I'm a Fine Musician. I love that song, and it's not really a Christmas song, but it was in the Christmas episode, and that's a classic. I love that show. And let's see, what else? Donna Reed had one, Empty Nest, Family Fair from the 60s, you know, Fish, starring Abe Bogota. The Ghost of Mrs. Muir had one. Gilligan's Island. They sort of had a Christmas episode, but there was, I think it was like what's that called? I can't think of the word. Like the flashbacks. Yeah, they had flashback episodes. So that was part of that. And let's see. Green Acres had one. Mm-hmm. The Hogan Family. The Honeymooners. I mentioned that. I Love Lucy. Let's see. Oh, there was Happy Days. One, I remember Happy Days. I think they had a Christmas episode, but the most famous one was the first episode that dealt with Christmas, that Richie Cunningham invited the Fonz to spend Christmas. But he says, no, I have plans. I'm going to Waukesha. In reality, he did not. He was alone. And then one day, Richie went to the garage where Fonzie worked. And he saw Fonzie opening a can of soup all by himself. It was sad, very sad. And then at the end, they persuaded him to join, and he loved it. And so he was like part of the family. That's nice, very nice. Let's see what else. Mary Hartman had one. McHale's Navy, Mr. Ed. That was famous. I liked that one. That was great. And the Monkees had a Christmas show. I liked that one. And it starred... Butch Patrick, you know, as Eddie Munster. He played a spoiled brat. And then there was Mork and Mindy. The Munsters. Well, the Munsters sort of had a Christmas episode. This is when Grandpa left the house and felt unappreciative. And he went to work at a nightclub. And then towards the end, they were giving him Christmas presents. So that was a sort of a Christmas episode. Kind of. Okay. The Odd Couple had a very, very famous Christmas episode. It's when it was based on Christmas Carol, and Oscar Madison, played by Jack Colgan, was Ebenezer Scrooge. And I think Tony Randall played all, I believe he played all three ghosts, Ghosts of Christmas Past, Present, and Future. And that's a classic episode. I like that one. Partridge Family had one. The Patty Duke Show had one. So many. Rhoda had one. Sanford and Son. I remember that. That was still based on A Christmas Carol. You know, and that was fun. So there's a lot of them. A lot. Three's Company had one. I'll just read off the list. Okay. And yeah, a lot. It's amazing. But I mentioned all of my favorites, and which I grew up with. So that was fun. Reminiscing that. You can still watch them on TV, on YouTube, or on your DVD player. You know, they have them. So let's see. So there's a lot. So there was All in the Family, Ozzie and Harriet. I'm sorry I'm rambling like that. There's so many, you know. The Beverly Hillbillies had one. Bewitched, of course. Bob Newhart Show. Brady Bunch I mentioned before. Cheers had one. Coach. The Cosby Show. Dennis the Menace. Designing Women. Different Strokes. Doris Day Show. The Drew Carey Show had one. Everybody Loves Raymond. The Facts of Life. Family Matters, Family Ties had three episodes. Father's Knows Best, Frasier. Friends, of course, had one every year. Every year they had one. So that's maybe that's a Full House. Give Me a Break. The Golden Girls, of course. Good Times, Growing Pains. Happy Days, I mentioned before. But they had other, they had one practically every season. Hazel, Hazel had two Christmas episodes, classics. I love that one. And that was they're very enjoyable. I remember buying them the first time on VHS. And I have the DVD, so that turned out okay. Home Improvement, The Jeffersons, King of Queens, Laverne and Shirley. They had three episodes. The Love Boat, The Lucy Show. Lucy Show had, with Lucille Ball and Vivian Vance, they had two episodes. I'll talk about that one another time because it's very interesting. Actually, I'll talk about it right now. It's very brief. So when you marry someone and they have a different backgrounds, different traditions, you know, the family's always arguing, no, we did this on Christmas and we do this. Like, for example, cooking. We have Christmas turkey and the other one said Christmas goose. Or when we open our presents, they open them on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. And it's hilarious like that. And or like people go to church on Christmas Eve or they go to church on Christmas morning. So that was based on the one... that was on the first episode of the Lucy Show, and it's very funny. Or for example, the Christmas trees. Vivian wanted white, Lucy wanted green. You know, and the second episode was Lucy the Choir Master, where she led a choir and they were singing the 12 Days of Christmas, and Mr. Mooney got included, and it's hilarious. I love that one. Okay. So there's more coming up, and let's see. I won't read all of them. Because there's so many. Mary Tyler Moore had a Christmas episode. That's famous for that. Maude. Let's see. Mr. Belvedere. Yeah, lots of them. Night Court. One Day at a Time. Armis Brooks. Petticoat Junction. Roseanne had that. Sabrina the Teenage Witch had one practically every episode. The Simpsons had one. Oh, they... still on the show. It's still on the air. Excuse me. It's still on the air. Taxi had one. That Girl. They had a famous Christmas episode. They had two. They had that. Two and a Half Men had it. Welcome Back, Carter. What's Happening? Who's the Boss? Will and Grace. Wings. And I think that's it. I'm tired. So you get the general idea. You get it. When I post this podcast episode on my social media accounts, I will ask, what is your favorite Christmas episode? You know, and you can comment if you like. And once this is posted, I will share it on my social media accounts. It'll be available on any podcast app, for example, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. And also, it will be on my YouTube channel under Vanished Chicagoland Stories. I will post that very soon, so you can listen in. Okay. That'll be all for today. Thank you for joining me. I'm sorry I'm rambling, but you know, that topic today, this topic today was so abundant. It had a lot. I should have done a two-part, but I don't want to do that. Future episodes I would talk about during the Christmas season, maybe about Christmas decorations, storefront windows, you know, for example, like from Marshall Fields, Carson Peary Scott. Also, Christmas trees, maybe food. We'll see. You know, there's, I have a few topics coming up. It'll be a lot of fun because, Christmas is my favorite holiday of all time. I love it. I really do. And also maybe I'll discuss Christmas music. I will do that too. Probably next episode. We'll see. Okay. Thank you for joining me. This is Pete Costanis for episode 82, season 4 of My Memories of Watching Classic Christmas TV Episodes. I leave you now with Ray Vanner saying bye-bye for now and bye-bye for me. Take care, everybody, and have a good day. So long.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.